With just about a month left in the Major League Baseball season, the New York Yankees finally realized something. This team stinks. Now they're looking ahead to the future, and they've made some big moves to help expedite that movement. We'll discuss this and more on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Man, it feels so good to finally say that we've reached spring training. Oh, wait, we haven't. But it makes it feel that way with how the New York Yankees are going. Last place in the American League East Division, under 500, no playoff hope whatsoever. But a new era is dawning on the New York Yankees. A youth movement is about to occur, and we're going to talk about it on this brand new episode. This is probably the happiest I've been as a Yankee fan in quite some time, honestly, because over the last couple of months, the Yankees have continued to trot out these veterans who have no business being on the field, and once again hampered the development of their youth. How do you know that these guys in the minor leagues are not the answer? How do you know when you have them stashed in the minor leagues and they don't get their opportunity? The list goes on and on and on. And you can make the case that there have been so many guys that the Yankees have failed to develop. Now, it looks like the Yankees are finally going to give the young guys a shot. Now that they've realized and they've woken up, realizing this team has no chance of making the playoffs. Number one, the moves that they made on August 29th to release Josh Donaldson and to waive Harrison Bader are for two things and two things only. Number one, let's start with Donaldson. Probably the worst trade of the Brian Cashman era. So happy that's over. Number one, Donaldson was on the 60-day injured list. So if the Yankees were to keep him, he wouldn't be able to return until mid-September. Donaldson, as we've all heard, was gearing up for a return. So did Donaldson push the bill and say, you know what? I'm going to file a grievance against you guys, and I'm going to win because I'm ready to play. And you put me on this injured list to avoid having to play me. So the Yankees gave him his outright release, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would take him on, especially a playoff contender, given what he is off the field. He's more of a headache than his poor performance on the field. And let's all remember, Brian Cashman once said that Gio Urshela, who was part of the trade to get Donaldson, was not Josh Donaldson caliber. That quote really came to shoot you in the foot, huh, Brian? Because at least Urshela was a good clubhouse guy, a great defender, played his heart out. Donaldson was nothing for the Yankees. In fact, he was atrocious for the Yankees. He wasn't that MVP form that he was with the Blue Jays where you could say, hey, the guy's producing, we could deal with him being a jerk. That wasn't the case. So it was a very bad trade, to say the least. One that I would hope the Yankees regret, but now they're able to move on from that. Not a lot of money owed to Donaldson there. Now they felt that it was time to just let him go. Now, the other move, I mentioned the Yankees put Harrison Bader on waivers. And let me tell you, I am very annoyed by this move. Not that I want to keep Harrison Bader, because my whole thought process on Bader changed in just a couple of weeks. You know, early in the season, I was saying extend him, try to get him for a cheaper deal. But as time went on, number one, hasn't hit a lick. The Yankees can't afford to keep putting somebody in center field that, quite frankly, is not going to do anything for you offensively. And defensively, yeah, he's great in center field, but does the defense outweigh the offense? And the answer is clearly no. So Bader was a guy that, even at the trade deadline, I looked at next year's roster and I said, I don't see a place for him on this team. And the Yankees elected to keep him and try to win. They tried to, you know, fool everybody that they're in contention. They're going to really hope that these guys coming back from injury are going to make a difference. But here we are, a couple of days before September. The Yankees are clearly out of it. And now they decide to waive Bader. So, number one, he can get a chance with a contender, which I do think he'll get. I think somebody will claim him, you know, as a defensive replacement or maybe somebody in need of a center fielder. But you could have got something for him at the trade deadline. You could have got something for Wandy Peralta at the trade deadline. You probably could have got a bag of chips for Luis Severino at the trade deadline for somebody who was willing to take the chance on him. All these guys that are pending free agents, you could have got something for. And I wouldn't stop with Bader. I would go with a Wandy Peralta. Put him on waivers. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who I don't understand the obsession with him. I really don't. I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't want this guy on the roster next year. Good guy, bad ball player. Like, this is what it really infuriates me about the Yankees fans, is that they think that this guy is like some second coming as a utility guy, and he's not. Go out, let the youth play, and stop giving these at-bats to guys that have no future with you. None whatsoever. Harrison Bader was not part of the Yankees' plans. I'm sorry to tell you. Wandy Peralta is probably not part of the Yankees' plans. Luis Severino, not part of their plans, even though he is pitching better as of late. Kiner-Falefa should not be part of their plans whatsoever. The Yankees fumbled the bag at the trade deadline. And now we're just seeing that because they're trying to clean up their mess. The moves aren't to make you and me happy. The moves are to get under the luxury tax. What they failed to do at the trade deadline. If they would have traded guys like Bader and Kiner-Falefa, they could have shed the money and got something back. Heck, I would have taken a low-A prospect with an 18 ERA. But it's somebody who might have a chance to impact the team in the future. This was not the answer. And it just goes to show you that the Yankees handled the trade deadline totally, totally wrong. Over the last couple of weeks, you saw them bring up Everson Pereira. You saw them call up Oswald Peraza, who, again, was rotting in AAA. The guy was hitting the cover off the ball, and he couldn't find his way back to the big leagues. They're finally starting to play Oswaldo Cabrera, who started the season struggling and then was really struggling to find any opportunity to play. What the Yankees are doing is showing the incompetency of the front office and the manager. It's showing that there is no regard for the future. There's no care in the world about competing. It's all about the money. I referenced it earlier saying it felt like spring training because, yeah, now it does feel like spring training. The Yankees are out of it. They don't have hope. But now, all of a sudden, it's a great time to play the youth. No kidding, Sherlock, it should have came a month ago. Austin Wells should be on this roster already. Jason Dominguez, who they say might get called up, has been tearing the cover off the ball. Let him play center field every day. What's it going to hurt to see what he's got? Let Volpe play every day at short. Let Peraza play every day at third. Use Cabrera in the field. Start playing these guys and see what you have for next year. So when you go into the offseason, you can assess what you think is going to be your projected lineup and then build from there. We all know what Gleyber Torres is. Gleyber Torres is going into the final year of his contract. I, for one, don't want to extend him. I would have traded him for pitching. But again, you hold on to him. The longer you hold on to him, the value diminishes. Gleyber's hitting the ball. He's got 20-plus home runs, but he's absolutely lazy in the field. Michael Kay and Jeff Nelson were raving about his defense the other night, and I was laughing because every play, guy seems like he's lazy. Can't make a flip to second base, missed a routine pop-up, and that's what tended to happen. And just a few plays later, what happened? Gleyber misplayed a fly ball on a route that little leaguers don't even take. Oh, yeah, he lost it. He couldn't see it. You don't take that bad of a route if you lose the ball. You run back and you try to find it. But, again, what do I know? It is just so frustrating to see some of the things they're doing and how they're operating. These young guys should be in the lineup. They should. And this is going to be an unpopular opinion because everybody loves him so much, but Aaron Judge should be shut down for the year. First of all, the toe is not 100%. We all know that. We all see it. I don't know why the Yankees continue to push him out when these games don't matter. Let him get healthy because in 2024, the answer is not going to be, well, Judge hurt himself late in the year and he's not ready for opening day. No, don't give me that garbage. Let him sit. Let him rest. And that's it. Shut him down. Another unpopular opinion, and again, I get the starting rotation woes and how much they're struggling. I wouldn't be opposed to shutting down Gerrit Cole. Maybe another start or two, but I wouldn't max him out. He's having a Cy Young type of year. Why are you going to hurt him now? He's in the middle of his prime. You already wasted most of his prime by not winning. Shut him down and let him regroup for next year. See what you got with Carlos Rodon. See if Severino could bounce back. Not that you're going to keep him in the picture, but again, it's a thought. Let Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez actually start games instead of bringing him out of the bullpen. Let them start games and get that experience that they need. So next spring, maybe they could compete for a starting job. Maybe they could be guys that you fill into your rotation. Let Schmidt finish out the year. See how he wraps it up. Because honestly, he's probably earned a rotation spot next year. Let Michael King stretch out a little bit. Let him get to 80, 85 pitches if he can. Build him up. And let's see what he's got. Because if you're going to see if he's a starter, you might as well try it when it's in meaningful games. A couple of starts in spring training ain't going to tell you much. There are so many things that frustrate me about this team right now. And I got to be completely honest with you. I struggle mightily to watch this team on a daily basis. I do. As much as I love the Yankees, as much as I want to support them, I can't see wasting a summer night sitting by a television watching this pathetic performance from the top to the bottom. I can't see it. Now we're making adjustments. Now, you know, there's a little bit of intrigue for me. You're going to see some of the young guys. You're going to see what these players are capable of. It's frustrating because by now we should all be prepping for October and October baseball, but that's not going to happen. It's a free off season for all of us. Hopefully your football team is good that you follow, or your college football team, because if not, you're going to have a long off season waiting. I'm lucky the Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers, or else I'd be in the same boat. I'd be sitting here waiting till the spring came. It's just a weird time as a Yankee fan, because there is so much going on in terms of the roster and the future, and it just seems like the front office, Aaron Boone, and the entire organization are behind the eight ball. They don't develop players like these other franchises do. Yes, they're a very bad example because of how many times they picked in the top five in the draft, but look at how the Orioles have developed players. Yeah, of course, you're getting high-quality draft picks, but you still got to hit on those picks. You still got to develop those guys right. The Orioles have about a 5 to 6 year window where they could be really good, and they're not even done in terms of what is coming up through the system. You see these other franchises that develop well. The Atlanta Braves are one. What do? They developed well, and then Freddie Freeman leaves, they replace him with Matt Olson. The train don't stop. And that's what the Yankees are lacking. They're not developing homegrown players. Give these kids a chance, because I do think that they have some quality talent in the minor league system. What better chance to see what you got than now when these games are meaningless? I'm just so tired of feeling like it's all about the money with this franchise. Yes, this has been something that has gone on for years. But when I was growing up in the 90s, and again, I'm a spoiled 90s kid, all right? Watched the Yankees go to the World Series multiple times, win multiple championships. George Steinbrenner used the money on the team. He was not afraid to spend the money and get the quality players that he so needed. He wasn't hugging prospects in order to, you know, hopefully have a future. If you're not going to play the prospects, trade them. If you think that they're big league players, give them a chance. You got to pick one side or the other. Remember, Brian Cashman wouldn't trade Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar for Gerrit Cole. Frazier and Andujar no longer with the organization. And quite frankly, they got nothing for either one. The list goes on and on and on. And we mentioned Davey Garcia a lot. Now he's with the White Sox. The Yankees actually got rid of him. He got claimed on waivers. But he's another example of a guy who they said was the next Pedro Martinez and never panned out. Some prospects are going to flop. You understand that. When the time comes and the big lights show, you know, some guys can't live up to that pressure. But I'm glad to see that they're finally taking the right step in getting these young guys some looks. And unfortunately, it means that some veteran guys that haven't cut it all year long have to go. Donaldson wasn't cutting it. Harrison Bader, after a good start to the year and a great postseason, really wasn't cutting it. Time to move on. Time to begin a new era. Time to see what you have for 2024, because all the focus should be on 2024 and beyond. The 2023 season for the New York Yankees is over. It is. Whatever happens in September, I don't care about results. I don't care if the Yankees win 17-0. I don't care if they lose 17-0. What I want to see is the Yankees using their youth and giving the guys that have a future with this team the at-bats that they need to grow. Put Anthony Volpe in the leadoff spot. Stop hitting him in the 5 or 6 hole. He's a leadoff caliber player. Get Austin Wells at-bats. Get Everson Pereira at-bats. Get Peraza at-bats. Get Cabrera at-bats. Make it happen. That's what I want to see. And I'm going to be intrigued by it because that's the players that I know have potential to be with this team long term. Take an honest look at this roster. Other than Volpe, and I'm talking about guys who have been with the Yankees for the entire year. Other than Volpe, Judge, and Gerrit Cole, and likely Carlos Rodon because of his contract, and Giancarlo Stanton, the same thing. What other players are guaranteed to be with this team in 2024? Is it a guarantee that Trevino's back? Is it a guarantee that they bring Rizzo back? Depending on how he, you know, rehabs from his concussion? Is it a guarantee that they hold on to Gleyber Torres? All these are question marks. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of uncertainty with this New York Yankee roster, and a lot of it could be cleared up through the month of September if they play their cards right. And I sure hope that they do. That's going to wrap it up for today's Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It's been a long season, guys, but we just got to hope that things are on the verge of turning around. As always, even though it's a tough time right now, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.